Two fires, no data. Backcountry burns raise alarm as monsoon season lingers. Two fires ignited in San Diego County's backcountry on Sunday, August 9th, with no confirmed acreage, no containment figures, and no evacuation orders reported in public channels as of Monday morning. The Horizon fire was reported at 11:52 a.m. on private land. The Hucos fire followed roughly 90 minutes later at 1:21 p.m. on U.S. Forest Service land. Authorities urged residents to monitor official CAL FIRE and county fire alert channels directly, rather than waiting for news updates. The fires arrived during a period of monsoonal moisture that forecasters say brings not only afternoon and evening thunderstorms, but also lightning as an active ignition risk, gusty outflow winds, and unpredictable fire behavior. The combination of active burns and an unsettled weather pattern drew comparisons to the conditions that make the county's fire season most dangerous. By contrast, the Beaver Fire near Ha Mool, which ignited August 7th at 20 acres, reached 100% containment by Saturday evening, with crews remaining on monitoring duty. Separately, San Diego Fire Department crews knocked down a 2-acre brush fire near Kearney Villa Road and State Route 163 on Friday. No structures were threatened, though road and ramp closures affected traffic. Imperial Beach added to the region's public safety concerns. The county briefly lifted water contact warnings for the pier area, a moment of relief for a community that has lived under closures tied to Tijuana River sewage contamination for an extended period, only to reinstate warnings as of August 9th. An EPA and Mexico cross-border agreement signed earlier this summer includes commitments to divert 10 million gallons of partially treated sewage per day, but the infrastructure to deliver on those commitments is expected to take years. Weekend traffic fatalities rounded out the public safety picture. A 43-year-old motorcyclist died Saturday around 5 p.m. at Palm and Norstad Avenues in Otay Mesa West, after entering an intersection against a red light and being struck by a 2010 Toyota Tacoma, DUI was not a factor for either driver. In Oceanside, investigators identified Nady Cruz, 31, as the victim in a fatal hit-and-run crash on State Route 76 and are actively seeking witnesses.